So anyways, the Gemara says like this, that HaKol Chayavim B'Zimun, Kohanim Levim V'Yisrael. Pshita. So the Gemara says, lo, tzricha de'ka'achli kachim. I guess it's going to Kohanim. I guess the Gemara means like the Gemara said, for Kohanim it's tzricha. So
The Israel ate Israel?
No, the Kohanim are eat Kohanim. Truma, and even though the Israel can't eat the Truma. Yeah.
No, not Truma.
Kachim.
So they would be
Kachim.
So what is that? Is that a good one? Sagatat Chamina Vachlo, Samasha Kupar Bohem, Amar Achmona. What does that mean, Vachlo, Samasha Kupar Bohem? He says, Malame Chakonim Ochlim Vabailam Miskamprin. Emolot Boy Zimun. Weiss Rabbeinu Gershom says, Rabbeinu Gershom says like this.
Would you rather sit here in the dormant because it's the sun of glare for you?
What?
Is the sun of glare?
The kind of meeting, so they get the kaparas for what's happening.
So what does that have to do? It says like this. Malame Chakonim Ochlim Vabailam Miskamprin. Vaho Achilas Chovahi. Velote boy zimun. It's an achilas chov, and I was thinking only the zimun. Okay.
I mean, in order for the carbon to be mischaper, the kohanim have to eat it.
Right. So achilas chov, velote boy zimun. Velote boy bracha. Velote boy bracha. Kamash Malon Vachalta Vasavoto Bisfia Talachmona Vo Isnahu. Okay? So let me there's one question that comes to mind immediately. And that is what? There's no Zimun on Basar. So Vachasam Shekubabaham, there shouldn't be any Zimun altogether. Shouldn't be any Brahsamasan altogether.
Maybe they brought flour. Maybe
that's so.
You mean the whole question?
Right?
What's it talking about?
Does the murders.
Vachlosom Shikubabam. Let me just check one. Vachlosom is only going on Asher Mechatas. Then he says, V'uadim L'shar HaKotchim Shachlom Sam HaKonim Shachil Asam Mitzvah, but that's not a Bailam HaKonim Ochlom HaBailam Eskapram.
Where's that learned?
That's learned from
He quotes it. In base, he quotes a pasuk for a mincha.
But what about for like Shlomo Matzah?
Mitzvah says, say, yeah, but that's not L'chol Asam Shekup HaBa. And there's no lechem by Hashem, there's no lechem by Chatas.
Hashem,
what did Nazir?
Nazir.
Hashem, Nazir.
Yeah, it's his bread.
Was
that with his
Hashem,
or is
that
this the
Shlomo? The Shlomo. Here is with lechem, but that's in the Miluyim. That's a different system. So, if we're right that there's no lechem here, it's a tremendous chiddush. What's the chiddush? I mean, if we're right.
Being kaveh suit on baser?
No.
You have a zimun by.
Well, first, is the emphasis on zimun or just achilas
brichsamazin? It seems to just be even brichsamazin, you don't know.
Right.
Because they're learning after Vachalto Savata, right? What is the other side? You have two gears host there, right?
This is Swamachir, and Vachalto Savata and Iraq looks up. The Hani Kohan and the Kapara Achir, Shal Siv, Achlo Osama Shekupar Bahan. Kamash Mohan, Vachalto Omar Achman Achma Isna. I'm going to get it all together. You might think
they're eating it for Kapara. The Gemara is emphasizing the fact that they're eating it for kapara.
As opposed to,
why does the Gemara just say the other everything that the Ghana eat? Right. It's an interesting thing, right?
Right. I mean, it's funny because many Gershon says because it's a chova.
Because it's a chova.
Right, but there's a lot of things they eat which is chova. So if you're saying specifically then of kapara, it's not just because of
Yeah, it seems because it's kapara, the Gemara is saying.
Right, I'm saying the Yerusha seems to be going a different way.
Well, it's a chova, so then why does Gemara say because of the kapara?
Right.
And why does Gemara just say that it's a mitzvah for them to eat it?
No, whenever you have a mitzvah.
Yeah, whenever it's a mitzvah.
Right. Right. Rashi says, why is Rashi saying "v'habayil miskap"? Rashi says it adds, like, why does he not put that in? He just say that they have to.
They have to eat it,
right?
Like the Rambam says that void in the shor kashm shalchon zonakonim shachilas in mitzvah.
Is there any difference in the mitzvah if he eats a kazayas or eats
a rachi of kapara?
Nevertheless,
you would think they'd be puffed because it's a achilas kriyot,
right? Right.
So my first question is, if there's no bread and he eats bread with it, so why don't I say that that osir reshusim of al mitzvah? Yeah.
Maybe he eats it with his azuda.
What?
Well, so a sandwich, but he has a suda.
He eats churro with it. Is he supposed to eat churro with it or something?
No, it doesn't say churro with it.
Doesn't
that?
Yeah, but it's going to be nevertheless.
He does. He must have a kutcher of a special din of sfiyah.
Okay.
Isn't that the question for Karm Pesach? Why do you need to set halacha by Karm Pesach Nechasova? All kachem have that halacha.
Right.
You're always supposed to eat truma with kachem. So you have sviya.
Okay.
And right, I think you say, even if you eat a kazayas of pas, but you have sviya from the suda, you're chayav daraisa.
But they're talking about the basar.
Who's talking about basar?
That the basar is chova.
That the basar is chova. Right. Correct.
Right.
Right.
So the achilas basar, I mean, there's no chiyuv pechzamazon on it.
But maybe your sphere comes. No. Maybe sphere is coming from the basar together with the kazayas
bread.
So that's a tremendous thing. That's machlokes with Moshe and the Rav. Where the sphere comes from the if you're eating a meal, does the sphere have to come from the bread alone?
Right.
Or the sphere has to come, or the sphere can come from both. Uh-huh. So from this Gemara, you can prove it.
Right.
Sure.
That comes from both. Because otherwise, the Svi, otherwise, Vachalta Vesavot is not involved.
There's a mitzvah.
Right.
And it must be that Svi is coming from the Basar also, therefore,
right.
The benching is tied in with
That's
the Rav.
Right.
Who held both? The Rav?
No, the Rav Moshe held both.
Well, what about your question of the Kabbalah? For some reason, I don't remember saying that.
But sure. Mm-hmm. There's no Svi in the Yom.
But it's still interesting that you say the pas is defined as a chil of kapara when it's together with a...
No, the pas isn't defined as a chil of kapara.
Just the vat.
Just the basar.
Oh, what you're saying is you don't have sviya, but from both of them. So
right, so the sviya comes from the basar too.
Therefore, you say it's not a machayev and benching. So therefore, you say a machayev because you don't have sviya for the bas.
That's right. So that would prove the Moshe's halacha.
Sviya can be from both.
And sviya can be from both, otherwise, you can't learn the Gemara. Right?
The beer rush had that right, huh? Probably.
but
let's say he eats the bread first, because he has to eat all the sova. Okay? So the thing is, but the kapara comes from the achilas kachem. And you have to have the sphia from the kachem also, otherwise there's no having it. Because you would think you're potter, because it's achilas chova.
Right.
It's an interesting Gemara. I mean, so that proves that the sphere has to come from both.
Maybe just
speaking about the chaltav is about the rachta. Speaking about mozon, it's not speaking about the. It's not speaking. The chaltav of the rachta is not going on. It's not going on basa.
I mean, that's the Rav's argument.
That's his argument. Yeah, that the mechayev brachos on mozon is only on lechem.
Mozon, laaretz, or whatever.
Okay, but anyways, so what is Gemara? What's that mean? What's Moshkana?
Yeah, who cares? It's
Kapara. Right, who cares? And why doesn't he bring in everything that Yechayev, the Kohen's Chayev, have to eat everything?
Right.
Right?
Right. Even like even by Yisrael, by Matzah or something. Like that. So just because it's a Chobah doesn't mean it's no benching on it.
Right. That's right.
So the Vinegar is hard. It just makes it like a Chobah.
Chobah, that's all.
It doesn't sound like that.
But yeah.
And it's not Birchas Zimun, it's just Birchas and Mazon altogether.
It would seem so.
No, Rashi says Zimun. Rashi says Zimun. Rashi says, V'hachachil's kachim mishum kaparo, dechsev v'akol osam asher kupar bahem, v'hamei shakon mochlerim v'abayel miskabrin. Eim alosi boi Zimun. K'mash ma'on.
K'mash
ma'on.
But what does the Gemara say? K'mash ma'on v'chalto v'sotev v'rachto.
Right.
So that's going on the chiyuv of birchas hamazon itself.
Right.
It's not going on zimun.
I mean, how's that show?
Doesn't
want either to be called and cut them together? Can this one has the shell sitter?
Why?
The answer is, right. So what do you say? The answer is because this is a different kind of achilo.
Right.
It's an achilo because of the kiyum kapara.
Right.
So the achilo is brought about by the kiyum kapara and the cheftza shel achilo. So that's a different type of achilah. You would think an achilah like that, you're not chayav on. See, whoever it's a mitzvah achilah is no problem.
Because it's just that's what that right. That's what's forcing you to do a normal type of achilah.
Right.
Right.
But this is not a normal type of achilah. This is achilah which is a kapara. So it's achilah. It's the achilah is the kiyum kapara. It's a kiyum kapara in the garment.
Why is it different than a mitzvah? Because
when it's a mitzvah, it's just extraneous. But the achila is a regular achila. But over here, it's a different. The achila is a different nature. It's not really achila. The mitzvah is to bring kapara for the mevia karm.
I mean, the achil is not essential, it's only secondary.
Right, that's correct.
The essential thing is the kapara.
It's the kapara.
The achil is the vehicle of the kapara.
That's right.
By Suda's mitzvah, that is the essential.
That's the essential of the achil.
What's his matkana?
That's why it doesn't bring from the other chiyuvim that the kohanim have to do, because that's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah for the kohanim. But over here, it's not simply mitzvah. It was saying that the achilah is a kiyum in the kapara, in the kapara.
Oh, okay.
So really, it's a ma'aser shel kapara.
Yeah.
So you would think a ma'aser shel kapara, you're not chayv in birchas hamazon.
I mean, because that has a different purpose.
Character. That's good. And maskane is simply that it results in svia. So then you're chayv
regardless of the character.
It's the gavra's hamazon.
The gavra's is soveya. Yes.
Gavra's hamazon.
Right. So the answer is what? That since it results in svia,
there's a hana of svia, right?
It's an interesting question.
It's an interesting question, because you could say that it's not really, it doesn't come under ma'aser achilah, because it's really ma'aser kapara. It's just the vehicle of achilah.
Right.
Probably he's a lot stronger than the maskana.
What that means?
He's a lot stronger than maskana. We're not saying enough on maskana.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. What did you say, Ben Gershon?
Mlamish akonim ochlem v'abal miskaprim v'ha achila chovehi v'lo sibai zimun or bracha, whichever one. K'mashvon v'chaldo sabato b'sviya tala rachmana v'ha isnehu.
I think there is a Rebbe. Maybe the Hamin is it goes by the character that Chila Maskana is the effect of the Ochel. In other words, the effect on the Ochel is that it.
That creates Sviya.
Right.
Well, that's what they were just saying.
What were
you
just saying?
It's Kamash Malan V'Ochaltavas, V'Ochaltaksiv, V'Isno.
That's bad.
What?
That's bad.
First I thought it was bad, but now I think it's good. Because he's saying as long as it's a Maisa Achila.
It goes by the Maisa, yeah. It doesn't go by the nature of the activity.
Even if it's a vehicle.
Right.
It's not the objective has to be Achila.
Right.
But how does he learn Ben Gershon? He learns the Savata, Sviya. Sviya is a little bit hard, right?
I mean, you could look at Svi as a
part of the Korban.
What, the Svi?
Yeah, he just happens to be the
best snap ball.
But that comes afterwards. Svi is after the mitzvah is done.
You mean to say? As long as you're Shavah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Shavah. The Shavah, it's a unique Shavah.
You mean it's Hanoah Sviya.
Right, Hanoah Sviya. That's like you were saying.
Hanoah Sviya.
Yeah.
Okay, so even though you brought to the, it's good, even though you brought to the Anor sphere through the Kiyam and the Chefza,
totally different character of Achila.
Right, totally mean. Different character of Achila. The Achila is because of Kapara, but there nevertheless there's sphere.
Right.
And it's like the Achayev Bechayev, the Machayev is Anor's Meir, Anor's sphere. As long as it's Anor's sphere, Achayev. Okay, so either way is good. Okay, good. All right. That, it's a, that the Gemara is showing you that the that it doesn't matter what the nature and the Mechayev character is. Also, you see from here that it would appear that the sphere is made up of the lechem and the bus. That's interesting.
What about your question about the Mitzvah of Avos?
I'm not going to forget that.
So it just means as long as you have kizayis of lechem, then it doesn't matter where the sphere comes from?
Right.
Means you have to have
kizayis,
I'm saying.
Yes, that's for sure. No, Reb Moshe, I think, also you have to have a certain amount of lechem that's ordinarily eaten in a suda.
That's what they say by Pasuk
Bava Kislin, right? So, well, Pasuk Bava Kislin, yeah, but that's different, because he holds that you need less. For instance, he holds in America, we only eat one piece of bread. So he says, so there, one piece is enough. Here, one piece is enough. But the other question also maybe you can answer that. It wouldn't be Mrs. Vowels or so.
One piece of bread is enough for what?
For a suda.
To bench.
Because he says that's the style. In other words, the bread you eat.
That's less than a kazayas, you're saying?
No.
It's less than three.
It's
less than
three.
It's
more than a kazayas.
Midoraisa.
You're saying
Midoraisa.
Wait, so you're saying in America you need more than a kazayas?
No,
you always need more than kazayas.
You always need kazayas.
This is
sphere. Yeah.
Midoraisa, you need sphere.
You're saying midoraisa?
Yeah.
He's saying he's holds like in Europe where they ate more bread, so it was the derech to eat more pieces of bread with the meat, right. So you had to eat more.
To be chayav midoraisa.
Be chayav midoraisa.
Oh.
If you
can
know amount of bread that you
would just eat. From this, why would you have to have that minimum of the amount that you eat in
this country?
No, I'm saying from this sugya, why would you have to eat that minimum?
Oh, because if you're going to say, like the Rav said, that the sphere is only from the bread, so then what's the whole Gemara?
No. I'm just being on Ramosha. Why does he have a minimum amount of the amount of bread you have to eat? That has to be the amount you'd normally eat.
I mean, it can't be a kazayas.
Why can't it be a kazayas?
No, because he says it has to be the amount of bread that you eat with sphere. There must be a din sphere on the bread too.
Okay. There's a sheer sphere.
Sheer sphere. So he says it goes by the amount of bread that you surveil with. So he says in America the style is you eat one piece of bread is enough. He holds it that the sphere comes from the
meal.
The meal. And the normal amount of bread
meal.
With the rest of the meal. That's what he holds. But maybe you can ask the other cash to it's not mitzvahs mevatel zuzu. Because mitzvahs mevatel zuzu is where the chefta is a chefta shal mitzvah. But over here, it's not the chefta is a chefta shal mitzvah, it's the kiyum kapara. It's a chefta shal kiyum kapara. So it's not mevatel. If it was a maisa mitzvah to eat it, so then I would say that the rishus is mevatel. But it's not a maisa mitzvah to eat it, it's a kiyum kapara in the chefta. So the rishus is not mevatel it. Because Rishus is Mevatel wherever you have a chiyuv like the Rishonim say of Tam. Because Tam mitzvah. But it's not a loch of Tam mitzvah. It's a loch of Achila that's the kiyum should be Achila's Kohen. And the kiyum Achila's Kohen is Mechaper. So it's not in the parsha of mitzvahs mitzvah of Rishus. Because it's not a chef to shal mitzvah real. It's not a chef to shal mitzvah's Achila.
Mm-hmm. What about the regular mitzvah like by Shlomo that promises you can shark Hashem? The Quran not did it. Like make a bracha on that.
I wasn't following
her. What I said over there was just.
Right.
Yeah, just give me a second.
I think
it's true, it's a mitzvah sachiva, but the mitzvah sachiva stems from the chefza.
Right.
It's not a mitzvachilo which stems from which is a mitzvachilo on the gav.
Right. They fit on the palms as well, so you don't have to have a palm and things like that?
Right. Right.
I mean, this buser is from the car, but it has a specific designation. It doesn't become like a kasher mitzvah. If it's from the carbon and it has a specific designation, that's designated l'achila, and it's from the carbon, then...
Yeah, but what the Gemara is asking is because it's not something designated. That's true, because, in other words, what you're asking is what's the difference between regular kachim where the chi of achila is because of the kiyum, because the cheftz has to be necha like the kahanim, and over here also the same thing as a kiyum.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question that we're running up against. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're saying wherever there's a kiyum, there's no problem of Rosh Hashanah mitzvah, because it's not a chef to show mitzvah achila. Right? But now we're back to the other question.
Right.
Why do you have to say kapara?
Right.
Why do you have to say kapara? That's what you're saying. Do you know what I mean? In other words, why is wood in shor kachim? Is because the kiyum of the kachim is al yedei achilas kohen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So kiyum lechatzos nech. That's a kiyum lechatzos nech al dekan. So why is this different?
And why is there a havamina here but not there?
Right.
So you would be chayav and zimun.
Right. But you wouldn't be chayav and zimun only over here because Bailam is kapara.
What's the uniqueness of that it's over the kapara as opposed to any other?
Any other
category.
Same category. You look at it then in the chafta, here in the chafta versus.
Right. The answer is because over here where it's v'achlos amashakupa b'ayim. It's considered a maisa kapara. So that's why I would say it's not a maisa achila.
Over there it's the same thing.
But over there it's achila, but the achila is neschayev al yidei achefza. But it's achila.
It's a character of the achila, it's still the same type of achila. It's not
right,
a
but
maisa kapara.
That's right. But over here what's machayev is the kapara. Does that make sense or doesn't make sense?
So you want to say the nature of Maisa Achil is a different Maisa
Achil. Different type Maisa Achil. Right.
It's a Kapara. Right. Over there, it could be just like any Maisa Achil Shel Achila.
Right.
And the Kapara
covers.
But the only thing is that the Achila stems from the Chafsa.
Right.
So that's why there's no din of Rishosa being
involved.
Right. But over here, it's more than that. If the Achila stems from the Chafsa, somewhere apparently held, then you still be Chayim Bechsel Mazin, there's no Shaila. But right. Where it's kapara, there's a meaning to say that that it's not
character
because the character.
So are there two chiyuvim?
Yeah, but the kapara still demands you.
V'hacha achilas kachim mishum kapara hu. That's right. Rashi emphasized that point.
Right.
The achila is mishum kapara. So if it wasn't because of kapara, but it was just because they chayev to eat it because the chefza has to have the chefza has to be nechal because kachim has to be nechal. So then it wouldn't be any Havamina either. There wouldn't even be Havamina. But the Havamina is there because it's Kapara. So what does Kapara do? So Kapara really...
makes the Achila an act.
Makes the Achila
Kapara.
A Maisa Kapara. Converts it into a Maisa Kapara. Let me see if I get a little clearer. I was working on this last night. Problem... because he's just saying that it's a kiyum that it should be nechal de kahana,
mm-hmm.
Right? But the kiyum is nechal de kahana. It's achilas kahana.
Right.
So there you definitely have him berachas amazon, even though it's a kiyum.
Because at the end of all, it's achila.
Because yeah, it's achila.
Yeah.
But over here he's saying
the kiyum is in the Bible.
It's
a Kohanim
Oakland,
no?
It's what?
A Kohanim
Oakland over here, also.
Yeah,
Oakland.
No, but it's not, it's a Bible, it's
not
Kaprim, that's the
Kaprim. That's the thing. You said, Rashi says, V'hach achilas kachim mishum kaparo. Mishum kaparo. Rashi's saying clearly that it's because of kaparo. What?
One is something like you said originally, that the character of the achila, when it's come forward, the it's accidental, the tana. The essential character of the achila is it's an avoda, it's a kapara. So that's the havamin. Over there, by kachim, the regular kachim, it's achil sana, it's matnas kahuna.
Right.
It's totally different.
I mean, the kiyam is that the kohen should be an
that's he's the only one can eat it. But over here, the whole halacha, the character of the achil is for kapara. He's not doing it because he's hungry, he's doing it because this person
it's a maisa kapara sakar.
Yeah, because he's a kohen, he's not a gavra obey.
Because of, if there were no kapara, he wouldn't be mechuyif to eat it. No. So it's a maisa shel kapara.
Like you said originally.
In other words, kapara brings it into the picture. Kapara brings in the achil. It's not that it should be nechar de kahana.
How do you know that? You know, you're just kind of like throwing out these.
No. In other words, over here, the only purpose in his achila is kapara.
Right. Okay.
So it's not brought about by a din achila. It's brought about by a vehicle of the kapara.
It's just that the mechanics. How do you do the mechanics? You have to do the mechanics of eating.
Right.
But
he does achila.
But you could you know wrap it in. It's just the form. It's just the form of achila. But it's not really essentially
right. It's not because of achilas kahanim is a kiyum in the carb. That the Hanoah of the Achilas Kahanim is where the carbon is ultimately supposed to reside. That's the objective. The Kahanim should be Nana. You see, that's not the objective. The objective is that not that the Kohen should be Nana Me Achila, but he must be an Ochel. The Achila is brought in because of a different din. Not a din Achila, but a din Kapara brings it into the picture.
By mitzvah?
And by mitzvah, the mitzvah is achila.
It's just that there's something forcing you to do
achila. It's not for the hana of achila by matzah. Bala matzah yatzah. It's just kiyum mitzvah is the whole reason why you're doing
but
it.
But the might, all it is a
mitzvah. You don't need hana of achila.
Yeah, but it's still, but you need a mitzvah achila.
You need a
mitzvah
here
too.
No, but the mitzvah is to do a mitzvah achila. That's right. The mitzvah, to do a maisa
achila.
The
mitzvah here is to do...
Is this the that it's to do a maisa achila?
Yeah, but it's brought in not because of the realm of achila, it's brought in because of the realm of kapara and sakorban. It's a different machayev. In other words, the machayev is kapara sakorban. The machayev is not a machayev achila. What does that mean?
Yeah, I just think when it's kapir, it's
even though Balaman says yatsa because that's a chila.
That's a chila, right. It has to be a
but here it's good.
Secondary.
In other words, you're saying it's a chila secondary.
Secondary. That's not. It's
in other words, the achila is brought in as a mechanical action because of kapara.
Right.
So it's not a machayev and achila. The machayev is kapara.
Right.
Which must be done via achila.
Right. Maskan is very good, and even though it is like that, but since it results in the effect of a gabra of achila shohanav sviya, so therefore he has to do. He's a kind of mavarik.
But that the achila can happen in his shabchala. That's the one that I'm concerned about. I mean, to get straight.
Right.
That the in both of them there's a kiyum.
Yeah, that's a different.
But the regular one, the kiyum is the achila shohanav. So it's a mitzvah achilas kohanim, so that certainly is v'chalta v'svata v'racha.
Yeah.
Okay? And the fact that it's a kiyum in the kachim, that doesn't take away from the achilas kohanim.
I mean,
yes, it is a kiyum also, so fine, that doesn't detract. But where the whole act is brought about because of kapara, so now it's in a different realm. I mean, I'd like to sharpen up a little more, but...
There's a what's
well, that comes from kapara. The chsir, vachos and shguva. Yeah, what are you saying?
No,
the kiyum and the chefta of the kachim is that it should be through. It should find its ultimate objective in achilas kahanim.
Right.
So that's good because that's achila.
Right.
Because that's achila.
Right.
But over here, what you're saying is that the objective is not achila, not achilas kahanim. The objective is kaparas bailam.
Right.
So therefore, the essence of the Maisa is kapara, is a kachum concept.
Right. Yeah.
It's not, the essence is not achila.
Right. I suppose like by matzos, I mean the essence is really achilas matzos, a kima achilas
matzos. That's right. How do you like that one?
Rebbe?
Maybe it's a different way of expressing it.
It's a personal achila. It's just
he's saying it's not a personal achila altogether. Right? Right? That's what he's saying.
And a regular way, when it's not kapara, but the...
But the kiyam, it's a personal achila. That's the kiyam. The kiyam is that it should be done for a personal achila of a kind.
Right,
that's
right. It's very similar.
So which one's right?
I think the fact that personal is showing you that the character is for, it's kapara. It means it's functioning for someone else. Because that's what the Kohen is, a bar hachi of kapara, is he is the one who effectuates.
In other words, you're saying, that's it's a fact that you're saying the essence of the whole process
is kapara.
Is kapara.
Right.
For the other guy.
Right.
It's not achila for me.
It's removed from your personal. That's right.
That's means the same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah.
It depends where you're
coming from.
That's right. No, they're both. I'm going to think it over. I still want to think it over a little bit. But I think it's a nice chiluk. I mean, straight from the Gemara, it's a nice chiluk. Beautiful chiluk, right?
Very
straight
from the Gemara.
It reminds you, it's a little.
It's a good question.
So, you know, it's important about the Rabbeinu Yonah.
You should check Rav Moshe.
It's Mishkapar.
Right.
So it takes it away from the nature of a personal achila. Both together, I think, is very good.
Really?
But both together is very good. But do you have a ram in the Chayot Aleph?
Yeah, I have one.
Okay?
Yeah.
Let's see what we want to finish off with this.
It's
a very beautiful chiluk.
Yeah, it's a nice
very nice chiluk. Okay, the Rambam, there's Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, which we're going to come across. I'm just isolating it because, you know, until we come across it, we start another sukkah now, we're not going to get anywhere. And so the Rambam holds that there's no bracha, Rishona, on Treifus or Gezel.
Right.
Right? And the Ravid and the Rosh,
there's no Zimun, right?
They argue. They say that, what kind of a sword is that? It's an interesting thing. Well, the Rosh brings down the Ravid. Which page is that?
What's the
Ravid
saying?
He doesn't say. So the Rambam learns, so you can't do it. It's not a bracha, it's a niyutz.
Even after you cut away the shinai?
Even after you cut away the shinai. And the Ravid says, "Cause the Ravid
can answer your question.
Yeah,
you
have a lola.
Right.
He doesn't. It's funny. He doesn't mention the case of Gezel. I have to think about it. It's funny about that. But anyways." But by Tevel or by Davar Asa, like Chazar or something, right?
Even Nesta Darabani says?
Or Gezel, what? Even Nesta Darabani. Even Nesta Darabani. Of course, the Gemara says, Angel Mavarech El Menayitz. So take a look at Gemara and Bava Kama. Okay. Gemara and Bava Kama. Uberpega goes on. Rebeloz Ben Yaakov Omer. Horesha goes on. So Chit and Tafan Olosha Vafa Vivishman Achala. Ketzer Mavarech. Ezem Mavarech El Menayitz. Valze Nema Ubotzea Berech Nietz Hashem. Alma shechayv levarech al shul brachasa lunigus. That's the rise against the Rambam. Because Ravitzal, Toa bezeh Toa is gedola. Shelo amru shein bevarchan el shein misandin aleihem. Loma shein lem chashivus kviyus. Ol gochun davar asa. Vulkein achilas peros. Shein lem keva al zimon. Avo bracha tchilu vesof loma lo yivarchu. Ho v'nen. Ho v'nen.
He makes a good argument.
Makes a good argument. But the Ram would say, apparently, that it's niyutz.
Yeah, it's not a bracha.
It's not a bracha. So how could you, in other words, Ram would say the opposite. How could a chi of bracha be mechayim you to be menayetz Hashem?
What kind of bracha is that, yeah?
I mean, niyutz Hashem is a bit issa.
Right. Not a small one.
I mean, Rabbi is saying it's niyot, he's just saying the bracha.
Yeah, Rabbi said he's over the yeser, that's not a problem.
No, but he's saying the bracha is niyot.
He's saying it's niyot.
He's still going to make a bracha.
He's still going to make a bracha.
Right. He's over the yeser.
What the bracha?
He's being nana. I'm not sapilo.
As in, right. She was curious. I mean, he said that right. Three people and whatever.
Who's command himself?
Bunch of guys want him.
No, because you could say she
can't. Rush and she never looked at the arrival zone. I mean, it's not a pair of comedy Sanhedrin. That goes also about if a shcha menachal ketsim levarich ends levarichal menait. So I'll say no, but say berach nizim alma shechayev levarich el she berchosa who niutz.
That's the raya.
That's the raya.
It's funny. Does Ram have that case? You have to figure out Ram has that case, right?
He doesn't have that case.
I don't know. In challah, he wouldn't have it in brachos, no. Wouldn't he have it in challah?
What?
Wouldn't he have it in challah in hilchos bikurim?
I'll check it. I'm upside down, all right. So look into it. Give us some time.